Hey, Ralphie, tonight. All right, so news breaking this week. More news, and certainly not the last, regarding Harvey Weinstein. We love turning to Attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com, to kind of break down some of this legal jargon and figure out what's actually happening here. Jill, as always, thank you for a few minutes. So now we hear that the Manhattan District Attorney may or may not be building a case for rape against Harvey Weinstein. Is this happening? What's going to happen next?
It is happening, and I think what we're seeing is the DA's office, as well as the NYPD, kind of making good on the mistakes that they made in the past investigation. NYPD did not make the mistake, but the DA's office, as you will recall, failed to follow through with charges against Weinstein in another incident. Now we have Paz de la Huerta and her claims of what happened several times, actually twice, with Harvey Weinstein are pretty solid, and the evidence is really developing. So the NYPD has come out and said, we got really good stuff here, and the DA's office is actually really standing behind it and building a case. But what we're seeing is that they're going to put it to the grand jury. And the grand jury, as some people know, is kind of this funky little secret thing that we have in the law, because the defendant isn't there. A lawyer isn't there, defendant being Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein's lawyer is not there. It's just the prosecutor assigned to the case and these grand jurors. They hear the evidence. They make a decision if there's kind of enough to go on, and they say, hey, yeah, you guys have enough to charge Harvey Weinstein with rape, whatever degree, whatever they're going to charge him with. And then Harvey is arraigned on those charges. That's when he will have to come back to New York and plead guilty or not guilty to whatever he is charged with.
And obviously you have to remember too, with the grand jury, the threshold for, okay, this can go to trial is much different than beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yes.
For
and you know,
a
you
conviction.
Know the famous phrase regarding the grand jury, right? You can indict a ham sandwich. That is a big kind of, you know, kind of geek joke, but it's not really that hard. The threshold, I'm actually really glad you brought that up, is really low. And if you got slam dunk evidence, you got a slam dunk return of an indictment by a grand jury.
Attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. So what do you think happens next here?
Assuming we got enough of our ham sandwich in front of the grand jury, we're going to see the charges come out. I think New York wants to be really careful here. So I think they really want to follow the steps properly, get the proper indictment. I think Harvey will turn himself in. We're not going to see any big, you know, plane landing in Arizona, chasing him down at rehab, putting him in cuffs, a big perp walk. I don't think we're going to see that. I think that his lawyers are going to counsel him as to how to turn himself in for this. We're not going to have some chase in a Bronco. We're not seeing any of that. He'll turn himself in. He will be advised of the charges against him. Bail will or will not be set up. I do not believe he will be stepped back to jail at all. He will be released. Whether he can leave the state of New York will be an interesting fact. He may have to stay in New York, not be able to go back to Arizona for treatment if he's still actually getting treatment. There's a lot of rumor out there whether he is done with treatment, whether he's just kind of hanging out there now.
Right.
So he might be mandated to stay in the state of New York. That would not surprise me. And then the case gets fought. Very shocking. I don't think we're going to see him plead guilty. I'll put it to you that way.
He's going to
come in and say not guilty.
I'm sure we won't as well. But for somebody who prior to this was far from a household name, certainly a big name in Hollywood, but not a household name in mainstream, this case is not going anywhere anytime soon. And to your point, again, I think certainly the state of New York wants to be very careful with this. As always, proofwithjillstanley.com. Attorney Jill Stanley, we appreciate the knowledge. Thanks so much.
Thank you.